Jim DeMint, president of the Heritage Foundation, wants to kill Obamacare. He says it's not that he doesn't feel for the nation's 30 million uninsured who could get coverage, but he says freedom from the government is a bigger issue. So on Wednesday night, the former South Carolina senator headlined a rally in Tampa designed to fire up the troops. He told them time is not on their side. Online enrollment for next year starts October 1st.
January 1st, people start paying fines for not having Obamacare-approved insurance. And then by this time next year, tens of millions of Americans will have lost the insurance they had. They'll be in these exchanges. It will be very, very difficult to unravel this thing. So this is the time. This might be that last off-ramp for us to stop Obamacare before it gets so enmeshed in our culture that it's impossible to change.
His strategy, choke off its money supply. He says the House needs to pass a budget in September that wipes out funds for Obamacare. He says Republicans in the House must not vote for a budget that funds the law, even if it means the government is left with an empty wallet. Some Republicans, including the last presidential candidate, Mitt Romney, say voters will punish the party at the next election if it leads a government shutdown. DeMint thinks they're wimps.
There are a lot of Republicans now saying, we don't want to do that because that might risk losing the House in 2014. Okay? Since when do Americans not fight for what they believe in because they're afraid they might lose, huh? That's not who we are.
Here is the blueprint he outlined for success.
If Republicans pass a bill in the House, which they should do as soon as they get back in September, that funds the government in its entirety, but leaves out any funding for Obamacare, and they can do that, and those who say they can't just don't understand how the system works. We do it every year.
That strategy would put the Democrats on the defensive, DeMint said.
So we can do it, and we can stop Obamacare in its tracks by doing it. And if they did that, and then they took the case to the American people, who are a lot smarter than they think they are, and say, folks, we funded the government, and we've sent the bill to the Senate and to the president. So if the government shuts down, it's the president wants to shut it down to protect this failed law. We can win that argument. Americans are smart enough to understand it.
Meanwhile, outside in the rain, a dozen people who have a different viewpoint held signs and waved to motorists. One was Karen Gray, who hasn't had health insurance since her divorce a dozen years ago.
I need a colonoscopy. I can't afford one. Under the Affordable Care Act, I will be able to get one. So I can't wait until October. I will be like the first one to sign up.
Gray is a full-time caregiver for her 33-year-old son, Mike, who is severely disabled.
My fear is if something should happen to me, that then there really isn't anyone to take care of my son. And people should not have to live their lives with that kind of fear. Right. It's not right. It's not right at all.
She'll be able to enroll in a health plan October 1st unless Jim DeMint and his followers succeed. For Health News Florida, this is Carol Gentry.